Jameis, you mentioned when you came into the league, you were excited about going against J.J. Watt. Well, here you are. What do you think?
Man, it's an honor, man. You know, he's the best defensive player in the league, man. Probably the best player. You know, it's just an honor.
When you watch him on tape, what jumps out at you besides everything?
That's what I'm saying. Everything, man. It's nothing that doesn't jump out at you.
Jameis, what are the advantages to having two tall receivers like you have in Jackson and Evans?
Just one-on-one matchups. You know, those guys, we expect them to win in all situations.
Could you talk specifically about Mike Evans and what you like about him?
Well, I just love how physical he is, great hands, great speed, you know, just everything that you want in a receiver. It's actually his homecoming, coming back to Houston, so I know he's excited to play and ready.
It's also a homecoming for Charles Sims. What do you think about Charles Sims?
Man, we love Chuck over here. He's excited to get back home. We also have Dvorsky Lane, our fullback. He's excited to get back home. So everybody that's from Houston is excited to play.
Jameis, when you watch the tape, what have you seen from the Texans secondary? They've given up 5 touchdowns so far.
Well, of course they got some great players back there. And obviously I played against one in college with Kevin Johnson. And that guy, he's an amazing player. You know, even in college we tried to stay away from him a little bit. So we know definitely the talent that you guys have in the secondary.
You, we did a story on you a couple years ago. You have a close friend at Rice, so you have connections there. So how special is it for you to come back to Houston?
It's good, you know. Just gonna be good to see her. You know, she ain't gonna have to travel or do anything out of the ordinary. She's gonna be at home. You know, so she's excited. I know her friends are excited that the Bucs are coming to town. But we'll see.
What do you contribute the rejuvenation of Doug Martin this year to?
Man, I think it's just amazing how big of an asset he is to this team. You know, establishing a running game is obviously important in the NFL, and just the way that he carries us and the way that he continues to show out every game is very impressive.
You had two rookie offensive linemen down there, one that Bill O'Brien coached at Penn State. How have you been able to adapt your game to play behind that young offensive line?
Well, you know, those guys get paid too, you know, and they're obviously they're great guys, you know, starting as rookies on the NFL team. I just thank God that I do have two linemen that came in with me, and it's just a great relationship that we have, and I trust those guys with all my heart.
I know you don't play on the same side of the ball with DJ Swearinger. What do you think about being his teammate?
Man, DJ Swearinger, he is a head buster. I mean, if you need a definition on that, I mean, he will knock you out coming downhill, making great tackles. You know, he's a very explosive player, and you know, you can't leave any wide receivers hanging when he's around.
Jameis, what's the difference for you guys to look so bad in the first game and then come back and pull an upset and look so good Sunday?
The thing is, you got to get better every week, you know, and that's one thing. As a buzz, that was our first time playing with each other, and we had to make some improvements. So, you know, our main objective is to make our improvements every week, throw away the negatives, and add on to the positives.
Disappointing news to lose Austin Seferian Jenkins for a couple of weeks. How do you replace that type of production?
Well, you know, we have great players, man. It's definitely going to hurt us, hurt me. You know, Austin's a great friend of mine. Not only is he a fantastic tight end, but we have some great guys, man. We added Cam Brake back. Brandon Myers is, you know, a veteran in this league. He is amazing. And Luke is just an amazing player as well. So, we have a lot of weapons. You know, but we lost Austin, but we have Mike back. You know, getting him back last week was very important to us. You know, obviously we wish we can have both of those guys on the field at the same time, which would be amazing, but we don't. So we're obviously going to bounce back, and we're going to miss Austin.
Jameis, being that DJ Swearinger was here last year, how much do you pick his brain coming into this week upcoming?
You know, I really haven't asked him any questions or talked to him. You know, I'm just trying to focus on what I have to do, you know, focus on the game plan and find out a way how we can defeat them.
How much fun is he to be around?
Sir?
How much fun is DJ How much fun is it to be around Swearinger?
Man, it's amazing. You know, I see him time to time when we're in the hot tub and cold tub. Obviously, we play on different sides of the ball. But like I said, I try not to leave any of the receivers out to dry when he's around.
Good. Good. All right, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.